Like a shadow on a sunny day, death, for as long as humankind has existed, has been eerily creeping up behind us, nipping at our heels around every corner, getting consistently closer and closer every moment of our existence. And although we've never managed to outrun her, she follows us everywhere we go. Maybe it's the fear of what comes next, or the conclusion that everything we ever knew, including ourselves in the literal sense, fades away. Not knowing if there is more or not, many hold on to religions or other beliefs in the hope that we do not simply disappear and be forgotten. But throughout all of this, there is one constant: humanity has and always will continue to seek immortality. My name is Michael Ayala, and this is Rest in Pieces. As incredible as it might seem, immortality is not completely out of our grasp. And with the advances in medicine, we could someday live biologically immortal lives. It's important to note that various animal species living among us already exist as immortal, like the immortal jellyfish, scientifically known as Turritopsis dohrnii. This jellyfish found in tropic waters is capable of reverting completely to a sexually immature stage. When threatened by age, physical assault, or sickness, theoretically, this process can go on indefinitely, rendering this particular species of jellyfish immortal. For our species, it has never been easy accepting our fate. But contrary to popular belief, absurd remedies and elixirs claiming eternal life have not really gone anywhere. It is easy to hear stories like China's first emperor, King Shi Huang, who consumed a toxic amount of mercury hoping to gain immortality and passed away in 210 BC, or Henry II of France, who had a mistress by the name of Diane, which died from an elixir containing gold chloride, also aiming for immortality. But methods have merely adapted to our age and continue to this day. Nikolai Petrov was born in April 24, 1965, near the now abandoned Chernobyl nuclear power plant. As a child, he recounts memories of being obsessed with superheroes and their amazing abilities. Nikolai claimed he had a fairly normal childhood until April 1968, when an unexpected power surge at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant in Ukraine triggered a series of explosions that led to the release of large quantities of radioactive particles into the atmosphere. It became known as the worst nuclear disaster in history. To this day, the plant is still surrounded by an access-restricted 30-kilometer exclusion zone. Following the disaster and his newfound interest in radioactivity, he went to school in Moscow and became a chemistry professor. And shortly after, he teamed up with a colleague by the name of Vladimir Baikov. And together, they came to the conclusion that radioactivity could bring them immortality. Nikolai began collecting radioactive material illegally in his home, while Vladimir chose a different approach. In various instances, he returned to the Chernobyl incident ground zero, hoping to get radioactive exposure. But to Vladimir, that was not enough. And Nikolai agreed. In 2004, Nikolai and Vladimir teamed up to create a homemade chamber to expose themselves to large quantities of radioactivity. You see, no one ever wondered why Nikolai was bringing strange materials home, since he was a chemistry professor and he claimed he was putting together a project for his class. They worked endlessly on their time off, failing consistently. On the night of September 10th, 2013, Nikolai and Vladimir got together after a full day's work, took a lunch break, and admired what they had created. They had finally done it, and 30 minutes later, Vladimir stepped into the chamber with the goal of immortality and superhuman abilities, similar to Captain America. What they achieved was creating a highly unstable nuclear reactor, and unfortunately, it was more powerful than they had originally planned for. It is estimated that the radioactivity of the blast was over 20 gray, equivalent to around 2,500 medical x-rays, all done at once. It became something out of a nightmare. Both Vladimir and Nikolai were charred alive, and for miles around their home, the radiation levels rose to 1,000 times the accepted level, affecting over 40,000 people. The EPA finally got involved after hundreds of calls swept into the police department over the many collapsed and sick people in the area. When the EPA arrived at Nikolai's home, they confiscated 14 kilograms of highly radioactive material, including various metal objects, parts of equipment components, a radon battery, and of course, the complete area was radioactive. In the end, it became one of the least known, yet most dangerous experiments known to have existed. Nikolai and Vladimir's bodies were so radioactive that they are now buried in a military installation, in a lead-lined coffin, under layers of cement, and on top of that, inside a metal vault, to keep the surrounding area from harm, of course. And the final conclusion is that they never gained powers or immortality, but death managed to catch up even faster, meaning that all you do by running from it is actually running into its wide open jaws. It makes you think, how many families were devastated by Nikolai and Vladimir's experiment, affecting them for generations with death and cancer? People in the surrounding area had no clue what was happening. Incidents tend to happen, and everyone pays. Sometimes it's radiation, other times it's murders or kidnappings. You really don't know what can be going on inside other homes around you. All we can hope is that no one is creating a nuclear power plant in their basement or shed. And if common people can get their hands on radioactive materials from common household items, it makes you think, are we really safe? It seems as if sometimes the dice is rolled by people we hardly know. Make sure to always stay alert and stay safe. This episode was researched and produced by me, Michael Ayala. And if you enjoyed the episode, make sure to rate and subscribe. Any and all support means the world to me. There's much more coming, and as a fairly new podcast, I would be extremely delighted to open up the veil of the bizarre world we live in. See you next time in the world of Rest in Pieces.